This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I shared an experience I had in which I prayed with a young man to receive Jesus Christ as his Savior just 36 hours before he died. Some might think they couldn't do what I did. They don't think they have the gift of evangelism. Well, if you asked me directly if I had the gift of evangelism, I would answer, I don't think so. But that doesn't excuse me from doing the work of an evangelist. Paul challenged young Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:5 to do the work of an evangelist. Maybe Timothy thought he didn't have the gift of evangelism. He needed encouragement to do it anyway. Peter told us in his first epistle, chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, "But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience." If you've trusted in Christ for salvation, you are a new person. Your life should give evidence that something good has happened to you. Others should see confidence in your walk as you face the uncertainties of life in our crazy world. Has anyone ever asked you about your Christian faith? If not, you might want to ask yourself if you have set apart Christ as Lord in your heart. Have you surrendered to His control and authority? If you have, it doesn't mean from that point on you will have victory and everything is going to work out well. We all face obstacles. We might be opposed. We aren't perfect, so we might fail. But can others see that God is doing a work in your life? They should. If they don't, ask God to do a new work in your life this year.